Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kimmy.
Yeah?
To be a human being, there are certain times every single day you have to be polite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just to, you know, keep your own sanity.
And I'm saying, like, there are interactions where you expect politeness from other people. Yeah. Like, if someone says hello to you, you say hello back.
Yeah, it just comes naturally at this point.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah, if somebody waves at you, you wave back. And if you are walking in front of somebody and about to walk into a door, you hold the door for them, no questions asked, right?
I would think.
Right, Tommy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would do that.
Okay.
We're still a polite society.
So then why are you being so weird this morning?
What'd I do?
What'd you do?
So you guys, so I was told, Kimmy, on when Tommy got here this morning, he walked in before you did, that you guys pulled in at the same time.
Yeah, around the same time.
Like, I crossed the street as she was pulling in.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So you found yourself, Tommy, in a dilemma?
I was in the no man's land.
Yeah, it was just about, it wasn't right behind him.
But you were pulling right up to the front.
Because
you park right in front of the building because you're poor. And I had this dilemma. Do I stand there and hold the door for you?
Oh, so you were going to wait for me.
Well, but it was an awkward time. It was going to be.
I wasn't out of my car yet.
Right. So I didn't know. Do I stand there and hold the door or do I just go inside?
What did you choose?
The go inside part.
Why would you not stand there and hold the door?
Okay, because two reasons. Like, I don't want to look like creepy guy or condescending guy. So I figured, you know what, man, girl power. Let me empower Kimmy to do her own door stuff.
In his defense, I probably would not have waited for him either.
But you're not expected to. That's not required by a woman at all.
But if I see somebody coming, I'm not going to shut the door.
But you won't be judged. As a woman, you don't have any door responsibility in life.
No, I
disagree.
No.
Yeah.
No, they can get away with it at all times.
Somebody walking behind me, you would find it offensive if I shut the door
in your face. I would. I come from that generation. Women didn't hold doors.
No.
They slammed them in your face. They flipped you off. Matter of fact, I can remember like holding doors. They didn't even thank you. They was just like, you're supposed to hold the door.
Like, I would get upset if like a woman didn't hold the door.
Agreed.
I
mean, if she's walking
like,
around.
Girl-on-girl door act.
Yeah, because it's kind of rude. It's just like a rude action. Like,
you don't have to.
You're letting the door
man.
Go in my face.
All right. There's a couple of things you said back there that we have to address.
What?
One, you said you didn't want to look like creepy old guy. Mm. You've worked with Kimmy for a decade now. I think, what are you playing the long, slow game?
No, but I don't want to look weird.
Lure into a sense of comfort and pounce after a decade.
But I don't want to look weird.
But you're not going to look weird to anybody else. There's nobody else around.
You never know.
Hell, I mean, there's nobody in, everybody in this
Spizzano's
building.
There. You know, Corey comes around the corner.
Let me hold the door open for them, too.
Everybody,
I'm the doorman today.
You're dressed like the doorman today. Everybody in this building has worked together for so long. There's not a single person where you couldn't stand there and hold the door for a long period of time where it would look weird.
All right.
But there's a bigger problem here.
What's the bigger problem?
All right, so we work down in High Falls.
Yeah.
And you've said on multiple occasions, Tommy, this neighborhood in the morning.
Bro, some of the stuff we've seen.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Of course.
Okay.
Look, the last guy, we had a guy shooting up.
Sure.
You didn't say sure.
I mean, yeah, who did he
see
hurt?
That all the time?
Who did he hurt? Did he attack you?
No, but it's creepy. I don't know what he. What if he needs more money for shooting up money?
But he didn't.
You never know until it's too late, buddy. Okay,
but we do because he didn't. Anywho, well,
what if I trip on a hypodermic needle?
You are uncomfortable about this neighborhood. You feel scared.
This place is sketchy ass.
Okay, fine. You have a right to feel that way.
It's Murderer's Row.
So because of that, you left a single woman alone on the street and walked inside in a neighborhood where you feel personally unsafe.
Yes.
Yeah, but what was he going to do anyways?
It's not about what
he... Oh, see, this is a woman. Go ahead.
Those
weren't
words. Can you mark that, please? Thank you. It's not about what you can or can't do. It's the fact that there's two people there instead of one. Kimmy's not alone. A second person.
But, I mean, she's coming right in. There's nobody on the block.
Oh, then why did you hold the door if she's coming right in?
Well, not right in.
I see.
Soon right in.
There could have been a heroin addict hiding behind the corner looking for more money from what I just heard in the break room. You should have waited.
Well, he'd rob me, not her.
If I was a little closer, I would have expected him to wait. But the fact that I was still in my car, Now, yeah. I don't want him to wait because in that case, I would feel rushed to like hurry up and get to the door.
And women take forever to get out of their car. My wife cannot get out of a car immediately. It's such a process, man.
No, that's a fact.
I pop out. What are you doing?
That's a fact.
Getting this, getting that. I got to check this. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me see. I got an email over here. Come on.
Oh, my God. Your wife checks emails in the car, too, and doesn't get out of the car?
Yes.
It drives me nuts.
You know, it's called a mobile phone. Which means you can go with it wherever you want.
Thank you. Well, we'll pull in our driveway. My wife will check her email right as we're pulling in the driveway, and she'll sit in my front seat for 5 minutes reading emails. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Come on. What are we doing?
Take it with you.
You know, we'll get to, like, Wegmans or something. Same mm-hmm. thing. Hold on. No, I want to get in there and get home.
Yes.
Just read while you're walking.
So,
I'll hold your
hand. My defense, I don't know how long she's going to be.
Okay, but...
she's a busy gal on the go.
I think that the question of how long you hold the door is now irrelevant. The point made here is you don't leave Kimmy outside alone if you're scared of this neighborhood.
I should have stood there.
Yes.
Well, there was a time when Spazano held the door for me for a while, waited for me to get out of my car and held the door.
He would come out of his studio to make sure
he was out there. Oh, okay. But he saw, he was ready to go inside, and he saw me pull up, and he waited, and he held the door open.
Well, I don't know. He's from that generation.
You're older than Spazano, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, the younger generation.
The younger generation of Italians. Mm.
That's kind of an Italian creepy thing. Hey, baby, let me get the door for you. All right. PXY. All right. Used to be on it.
Good catch. By the way, what ethnicity are you again?
I am half a Sicilian.
Okay, great. 2-2-6000. Tommy and Kimmy showing up at the same time in the neighborhood this morning. Kimmy parked on the street. Tommy walking in. He had a... dilemma, do I stand, wait for her to get out of the car and hold the door, or do I go inside? Mm. And Tommy's argument was, I wanted to give her the ability to empower herself.
Yes.
So I walked inside and left Kimmy on the street that makes you uncomfortable in the dark where you just named several different things that we've seen happen.
Yes, we have.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let's say, God forbid, and I'm knocking on wood here, that something happened with Kimmy. Where somebody jumped out and they robbed her, they attacked her, whatever. Would you feel guilt?
Oh, sure. Sure. What?
What do you mean? I don't even have to say anything. You already know what I'm saying.
Well, I'd have to fess up because she knows I just walked in the building.
Well, fess up to what? Because as of now, you're saying you're doing nothing wrong.
Well, no, because let's say she got attacked and then when it came out, well, Tommy, why don't you do something? I couldn't say, well, you know, I didn't see nothing. I didn't even know she was here yet. We made eye contact, so when she comes to, she's going
to
go, no.
When she
I
comes
know
to.
Tommy walked right in front of my car. A minute before I pulled in. Like, the timing couldn't have been better and worse at the same time.
All right. Again, a sincere question. Because, look, I mean, you're not a big man.
Yeah, that never gets pointed out.
No, I'm trying to... I'm giving you an excuse. Like, you're not someone
who's... No, you're not giving me no excuse.
You're not someone who's physically intimidating. Like, you're
first... I get it.
Because of the way you are built, your first instinct is not to run towards danger. It's to run away from it. Let's say you were standing in the lobby, looking out the window, and you see something happen to Kimmy. She's in trouble.
Okay.
What is your move?
Well, luckily, the Buzz studio is right there, so I could pound on the studio window and go, hey, Scott, somebody's at the door.
Okay, again.
I need a doorman.
When it comes to physically imposing men, and you know I love Scotty, Scotty also not really in that mold. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, you're just bashing
everybody.
Well,
no, I think Scott would
admit that. You just go around
the
room and say everybody's a sissy this morning?
I think Kanye can
handle it. Hey, Corey, sissy boy, Corey.
I mean,
Kanye.
He's not a sissy boy, but would you look at...
Country soft.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question, because Tommy's going to take offense to this.
Yeah.
All right, if you lined up...
Breezy.
If you lined up Scott Spazano,
okay,
Corey from 98PXY,
okay,
and Kanye from the country station, and you had to pick one of them to save you from an attack, who are you picking?
Probably Kanye. Okay. Seems like he'd be a little scrappier.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He also does plumbing, so he'd probably get a monkey wrench on him.
Who's your last choice?
Well, I mean, I would go based on age, so I would say Spazano is the last choice.
I love, she'd be a really good politician.
Based on age.
Based on age,
yeah,
and that's
you
only qualifier.
The two younger
based on
guys
ageism.
Before.
But Corey's wearing a blazer. Can you fight in a blazer? Can you defend someone in a blazer?
No, probably not.
No, you can't. You never see any blazer fighting. When's the last time you saw a fist fight with a guy in a blazer?
Never.
It doesn't happen.
No.
You know, I wonder, in all
maybe like an Argentinian, like, you know, parliament where they all start slugging it out.
Kimmy, have you thought about before who you would want to be there if something were to go down like that? Or just was just the first time you thought about it?
This is the first time I thought about it. But I will say, I guess I...
There's no men in this building.
No.
Excuse me.
Bro, you wear sissy sneakers.
Oh, you're sissy coming sneakers. At what's on my feet. Bro, these are Adidas just running shoes. These are sissy sneakers?
Those are sissy sneakers.
It would probably
barely
have
broken
to be.
In.
Kanye from the B, just because he would have a front row seat to it all based on the window. So I would hope that he would come running out if something happened, but I guess there's no guarantee.
Like if every woman had a power ranking of the guys they worked with and who they would want to rescue them if something went
at
wrong.
Work, yeah.
Do guys want to know that power ranking? Like, would curiosity?
Well, no, because only one wins.
Yeah, but you probably think I know you don't, but like most men would think, of course, I'm the one she's going to pick. I'm tough. I'm scrappy. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to fight. I'm going to do the right thing. You made a commitment. would it bother you?
Yeah,
if
I don't think you'd want to know. Like, if they took a poll from every woman in this building, would you want to know where you ranked?
I think I would want to know.
Oh.
I think every man.
Because Pat thinks he wins.
No, well, because, I mean, obviously. No.
Based on his boxing at high school.
And now.
Stand still. Where's the lighting?
But you know, if you fall low, if you rank lower than you thought you would, you're going to try to act like a. Like that, you're gonna try to like act like you have things under control. You'll be there for you. You'll go out of your way to prove that you should be ranked higher.
You're totally right. And here's the other funny part, right? Like, if every woman did do a power ranking of the guy that she would want to save her the most, it's never the one you suspect that would perform the best.
Yeah.
Like, we're ranking these guys that we
based
work
on
with,
how they look,
right? Well,
we only have like four to pick.
Size and age, right? Mm-hmm. But like every fight. If you were to like do a battle royale of all the men that you worked with, the one that walked out of that cage would be the one that you least suspected.
Yeah,
there's
probably.
Somebody that's scrappy.
I was always
feel
surprised
pain.
About guys that knew how to street fight that didn't look all that intimidating, but they knew how to fight.
Sure.
And they would do anything they needed to do to win that fight. There was like, no, that wasn't fair. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right.
Like every fight I ever saw a worker go, God damn, man, do not screw with that dude.
You ain't kidding. All right. So with that being said, three things we learned here.
What we learned?
One, you can never hold the door too long for a female coworker.
And girls do not have to hold doors.
Two.
Yes, you should open the door.
You don't.
But you should.
Two, if you work in a bad neighborhood and there's a woman walking in by herself, you should stay out there and make sure she gets
until
in there.
Until she's in and safely behind her desk.
And three, it's the guy you least suspect that could kick everyone else's ass at your job.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When this guy first showed up in Buffalo, Bills fans, all of us loved him.
Oh, yeah.
He was our kind of guy.
Media darling.
Blue collar, undrafted, made a career for himself, and he was going to bust his ass. And then things kind of went sideways for some fans. And then they went sideways even more for even more fans. Mm. And his career came to an end yesterday in a very strange way.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, yesterday. Former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley announced his retirement.
But he's done with football.
He's done. He's walking away.
All right.
Now, the timing is very strange. Beasley was released by the Bills in the offseason when his agent could not find a trade to get him off the roster.
Yeah.
Now, Beasley asked for a trade. The Bills were going to release him due to financial issues anyway. So
he and everybody was booing him.
Well, we'll get to that. Beasley went all the way up to the middle of September, unsigned.
Nothing.
Yeah. And then, earlier 2 weeks ago, the Buccaneers, who were racked with wide receiver injuries, signed him on a Tuesday to play on a Sunday.
Oh.
He played in two games with the Bucs the last 2 weeks. He made five catches, both of them, those games, losses for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And yesterday, out of nowhere, he announced his retirement.
He quit this bitch.
Yeah.
So you stayed in shape all by yourself all summer long
to
catch on with a team that has a chance to make a championship run.
Where you played. You were on the field.
Yeah. You were making catches.
Yeah, it's not like you were sitting on the practice squad.
He's never gotten a Super Bowl ring. You would assume signing with Tampa Bay, that's one of the reasons he signed there.
Yeah, think he'd stick it out.
Yeah, you walked away now. Anybody want to guess why?
Because he's mental.
Okay.
He's also he's very sensitive, too.
He does seem a little sensitive. We found that out.
For somebody with a with like a southern ponytail and a missing tooth is quite sensitive.
We never found out what happened to that tophus.
You know what happened.
What happened?
They
what?
Just went deep south on him.
What do you mean?
How does every mean? Southerner lose a tooth?
Don't
right?
Always.
It's either Coca-Cola or a bar fight.
No, okay, bar fight would make sense. Coca-Cola, he had the rest of his teeth look fine. You don't just lose one tooth because Coca-Cola doesn't attack one tooth. So, couple of theories here.
What?
There's one that he realized he just couldn't do it anymore.
Okay, well, he's getting up there,
after,
right?
After, yeah, playing in a game.
But what's the difference between 6 months ago and now?
I mean, I don't know.
You were playing in the AFC divisional playoffs, and you had a hell of a game with Josh Allen. Then all of a sudden, you just decide this week, like, I just can't do it.
And you came in praising Tom Brady and saying how excited you were to be there and play for that team.
But there's another theory that Kimmy has floated.
What's that?
We learned yesterday that Tom Brady and his wife Giselle have hired divorce lawyers.
Oh, yeah, they're splitting.
And the word on the street is they are splitting because Tom Brady wouldn't walk away from football.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Beasley has had a front row seat for that the last 2 weeks. And Kimmy, you said that the statement he made, Cole Beasley, yesterday raised an eyebrow for you.
Yeah, because he put out there that the reason he was retiring or deciding to walk away from football was he was ready to be a full-time husband and father.
Hmm.
I find that a little interesting coming a day after the divorce lawyer's news.
That is a very
because you didn't have to put that out there.
You're right. You're right. Now, that was through his agent, he said that.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. That was...
But every time somebody bails, they always go, well, I want to spend more time with my family.
Sure.
Like, that's like a standard answer, so you look like a good guy.
Sure.
And then 3 months later, you're back to doing that same job in another market or another business.
You're right. But I guess just the abruptness of it paired with that excuse to me was a little strange. Like, I don't know, like, what kind of message he was trying to send.
All right, look, it's entirely possible. Like Tommy said, that's what every guy says, and that's how it worked.
Because you're not a marquee player.
Not anymore.
You're not in demand in the offseason.
No.
You're just a guy.
Yeah.
You're a great guy. But so it's not like,
but why not,
like, you're on
up
a speaking circuit all offseason where everybody's dying to get a hold of Cole Beasley and his old lady coming out of a sushi bar, you know, with the paparazzi. You're just a guy.
No, but you could have just hung on to a team, to Pat's point, that had a chance at a Super Bowl. You would have just kind of stuck. You would have thought, this guy's going to stick it out through the season and then call it quits at the end.
Look, it's entirely possible, too, that statement wasn't a shot. Either he really is going to go be a full-time dad with the kids, or having that front row seat for the last 2 weeks to what Brady has gone through has made him realize
what's important.
Well, yeah, what I have left isn't worth what I'm leaving behind, because I'm assuming his whole family didn't move with him to Tampa Bay.
Right?
He probably went by himself.
Seemed like it was, unless they moved quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think he's from Texas. So,
I thought he was, yeah.
Yeah, and not to mention that hurricane just ripped through everything. You've been watching guys, the Buccaneers players had their entire families with them in Miami, right? That would have an effect on you watching all that stuff.
Oh, true,
right?
True.
Life's
short. You're short.
But then there is the third theory, and the one that Tommy floated up front, again, talking about Cole Beasley abruptly retiring after signing with the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago. He's now completely lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting weird last season.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he was upset with fans for booing him on the field when they were clearly chanting bees, mm-hmm. like they always did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little paranoid about that, it seemed like. It seemed like he was looking for a fight that wasn't there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He took a shot at the Bills as a franchise on his way out the door when the Bills released him, which was not like him.
Okay.
He was not the guy that Bills fans were used to the first two seasons he was here. And it was like a weird about face.
Unless he's got some brain issues. And when I say that, you know, when they talk about these guys getting weird when they start getting that, what is it, CTE?
CTE, yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that takes a pounding.
Sure.
He gets his bell rung every other play.
No, you're not wrong. He did take shots. It is also, though, a little inappropriate for three people who are not in the same room with him in a different city and have no medical background to diagnose him with CTE when doctors can't even do that while you're living.
But first of all, bro, my buddy's wife is a doctor. So I am connected to the medical field a little bit.
My wife has never diagnosed anyone with CTE. In fact, no doctor has ever diagnosed a living person with CTE. You can't do it. You have to wait till they die.
All right. Coming up with theories here.
No, I know. It's not out of the question.
And I don't think he ain't spending no time with his damn family. Doesn't he have like some stupid ass record label too, where he does like rap music? It's horrible.
He does, but I don't know how.
Stupid ass Crapital Records.
I guess I don't know how dedicated he is.
But he thinks he's good at it. Like, he put that out there.
Do we have any of that saved?
Yeah.
Okay, can you pull that up real quick?
Do you think he wants to revive his rap career?
Well, I've always wondered.
Because it's rap, right?
Yeah, it is rap. He's got a couple of...
Southern country rap.
Yes, yes. I've always wondered, because like, you would hear these rap songs in the parking lot, Cole Beasley's album in the parking lot at Tailgate, but like you play it like almost as a joke, like it's on your team, you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, now we'll play you a clip here, you listen and then we'll ask the question, go ahead.
Because I ain't slept long, big headed, so I'm headstrong. Had to be just to be headed to where I was going, like my head gone. They said I'm crazy, but I told them all that it's no biggie, but you're dead.
Oh, you pull that tongue.
A lot of head talk there.
Dude.
A lot of head talk.
Do you think that there are people who aren't fans of Cole Beasley's teams that he's been on, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Buccaneers?
That just simply like him for his music?
Yeah, they heard that and they're
couldn't
like...
It can't be. It cannot be.
I mean, I don't think it's good, but...
No, and you like, you're a fan of rap music.
There's a bunch of different rap. It's like saying you're a fan of rock and roll.
What's it? But you like
Elvis
that.
To Metallica? But there's a huge difference.
But you've listened to things that sound similar, but good.
Not like that. Well, okay. No. I mean, that's not my thing.
Okay.
I'm just curious, like, are there people like, you know what? Gotta get the new Cole Beasley track that dropped today. Guys, have you heard the new Bees track today?
Could he become like one of these like club DJs where he just does like,
I can see that. Definitely see that.
That could happen. I mean, Shaq's become a massive club DJ. We talked, he was in Buffalo a couple months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never saw that coming.
Okay, so he could be like a little Shaq. Little teeny weeny Shaq.
Or he could call himself regular Bees. I mean, you know, that's probably better.
Okay.
So there is another interesting question to ask here.
What's that?
Well, Cole Beasley signed with the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago because they had a massive injury suspension problem with wide receiver. They were hurting. The Bills, as of right now, have 3 healthy wide receivers on the roster. They like to run with 6 of them. Mm. Also yesterday, the Bills released veteran wide receiver Tavon Austin, who had been on their practice squad, in a mutual decision. He wanted to go somewhere else for more playing time.
Okay.
The Bills are hurting at slot receiver with Jamison Crowder breaking his ankle and Isaiah McKenzie currently in concussion protocol. That's the slot that Beasley has played his entire career in Buffalo. He is familiar with Josh Allen. He probably knows the offense. Kimmy, would you be okay if the Bills signed Cole Beasley off the street today?
If he wanted to come here, yeah. I just didn't think that he... I thought he was done with Buffalo more than Buffalo was done with him.
Tommy, would you be okay if the Bills signed Cole Beasley off the street today?
Yeah, why not? Well, it'd be kind of funny anyway.
Why would it be funny?
Because if he sucks, you can make fun of him. If he's good, then it's great. Well, no, like, you can't lose because they don't
you can,
really...
because if he sucks, that could
They don't
cost
really
you.
Need him. I mean, he's not a game changer. No, he's not going to get you to the Super Bowl.
No, you just need bodies at this point. Right. You have 3 healthy wide receivers. Yeah. You just said he crapped on him for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I'd laugh at him.
I'd love to have him back. It'd be great.
No, I would find him entertaining. You know?
That would be awkward, right? Like, after what he
Super
said
awkward.
About the franchise,
yeah.
Right?
But it's all business, right? I mean, they just want to win. They don't care.
Well, no, but like business was that having to release him, right? Like you made too much
money
to justify.
They didn't want to pay him anymore. I mean, it seemed like they were both kind of done with each other. He wasn't happy here towards the end.
Yeah. And like business is just taking that and going and playing and understanding. I mean, they gave him the ability to go look for a trade. Not business is when you tweet out, and I'm paraphrasing, the franchise changed, man.
he does look like one of those guys that within 5 years he's going to be broke.
I don't know. I've never seen him do anything flashy with his money other than his kick-ass rap career.
I don't know. He just looks like that. He just looks like a Southern guy that's going to put the world's largest above-ground Olympic-sized pool in his house in Dallas.
Here's why I think you're wrong.
Right.
He hasn't even sprung for the money to put in a permanent TUF yet.
Yeah, but that's low on a Southerner's list of things to buy. Like, it's you got to have a massive 650.
Okay.
You got to have at least 3 satellite dishes.
Okay.
And you have to have at least a 40-foot bass boat.
Okay, but here's the thing. If he was the guy you're describing, he would have a platinum tooth with, like, give me a country star.
Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan's
Does
face
Luke Bryan have...
carved into it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe that's common. You never know.
And, like, every time he opened his mouth, he would have some chip in his jaw that would go, gling.
But Southerners aren't... proud of their teeth.
Oh my God.
They're you just are not... really stuck on that.
Yeah, get over the Southern teeth thing, man.
Southern teeth are special kind of teeth.
Southern teeth, they're a special teeth.
They're like
teeth.
The stars, they come out every night.
Yeah, it would be hard to know what to do, though, because, like, if you sign Beasley this week, you're only signing him until everyone else gets healthy.
I was going to say, he could end up back on the practice squad and. And we, what if he comes back and he picks right back up where he left off, where he looks pretty good and he's a solid addition? Then what do you do?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Sean McDermott has said multiple times, Brandon being the general manager too, you want guys in the room that are good for the room.
Yep.
And after what Beasley said publicly leaving the franchise.
He definitely took a crap on him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you saying?
I mean,
saying?
There's a reason they picked Isaiah McKenzie over him.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I know what he could do.
What's that?
Okay, so let's say it comes out, doesn't work out so well.
Okay.
They got a job for him.
What?
Don't they always have like that club DJ on the sidelines that plays music during practice?
DJ Milk, yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, what about DJ Milk?
Yeah.
Out, bro.
Well, no, DJ Milk is a talent.
How about you have a battle, have a DJ battle of
for DJ
who
off.
Gets who gets to be the field DJ at practice?
All right, so we will keep an eye on what the Bills are doing wide receiver-wise, and if Cole Beasley's 11 ends up back in Buffalo. There's something happening east of us that on the surface sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But whomever came up with this didn't think it through.
Why?
Well, there are already everyday people who think they're police officers for some reason.
Martial law.
And they're annoying as hell.
Yes.
But when you offer them this, you have just opened up a world of pain.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you live near Seneca County, there's an opportunity for you. The sheriff's department is holding a citizens police academy.
Which means
what does that
okay,
mean?
Okay, so it's 4 3-hour classes.
I love police academy.
Every Wednesday night.
All right.
Applicants must be able to pass a light background check. They must be at least 21 years old, and you have to attend every class.
So what am I learning?
Well, that's just it. Tommy, when I tell you there's a citizens police academy you could sign up for, that would lead you to believe that the graduates...
would be like a junior deputy or something?
Okay. That's not the case.
Okay.
In fact, this does nothing to make you anything close to a police officer. I will read you a quote directly from the Sheriff's Department's website. Are you ready? Quote, "The purpose of this academy is to give the citizens a better understanding about law enforcement and how the sheriff's office operates within the community." So again, nothing about this academy.
But you are training me.
Makes you anything close to a police officer.
But it sounds like you're going to go through some training.
No.
Because there's a background check.
Yes.
So is it just more informative?
Why would I need a background check just to sit down and watch a seminar?
I don't know.
It sounds like I'm going to learn some stuff.
Okay. Yeah, but you can learn. It doesn't make you a police officer.
But it sounds like I'm going to do some specialized training.
No, you're not doing any training. This is nothing
tactical
about training.
Warfare.
Again, what? I will read you the quote again. Are you ready? I need you to listen.
Junior SWAT.
"The purpose of the academy is to give citizens a better understanding about law enforcement and how the sheriff's office operates within the community."
Oh, how they operate.
Where did you get training or tactical
training.
Or SWAT team from
Do
that?
I get night vision goggles?
No, but there is something you get that we'll get to in a second. So here's the thing. A bunch of classes that give people transparent access to law enforcement, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're allowing people to see what happens here. Maybe it creates a better relationship. Okay. But calling it a citizens academy is a problem because folks that are interested did not hear a word I said past Citizens Police Academy. Proof positive, Tommy Mulay, who listened to the quote and thought he was a member of the SWAT team.
I'm going to get to shoot a taser at some point, right?
Nope.
How to do taser?
Nobody said that.
No.
Nobody said that.
They let you use one of the battering rams for the door?
No, you don't do anything.
Do I get to say freeze?
You can say it if you want.
Crack it in tubs.
It kind of seems like all this does is turn you into a well actually guy. Because all this does is arm you with more information about, I guess, what is and isn't a part of the law, essentially.
Well, no, because it doesn't even say they're teaching you about law. Okay. They're just showing you how the sheriff's department operates.
Right.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, it turns you into well, actually, guy. Mm. Because you know, Tommy, there are going to be dicks that take this course and believe that I'm pretty much a police officer.
But that's why you would take this course.
No.
No, I mean, like, the guys that show up, that's going to be every guy that takes this course.
Yes.
And he's also going to think now he's friends with guys in the department.
They will be trying to become friends with the men
and they
and
will
women,
drop,
yes.
like, first names of guys that are sheriffs, right? And it also, they're going to take back their tactical training to their neighborhood watch.
You're not getting tactical training.
I'm going to go down to Dick's. I'm going to buy some tactical gear. I'm going to go down to the outdoor fishing store and buy some stuff, right?
Okay. Here's where it gets really bad.
Mm.
Again, talking about the Seneca County Sheriff's Department, they're having a Citizens Police Academy. The only thing that it is to give you an inside look at what the Sheriff's Department does in the community. However, the way that it's named and the fact that you have to be 21 and pass a background check.
Right. It makes it sound like I'm going to get some specialized training.
Folks that complete the academy receive
no.
a certificate.
No.
Yep. And they get a t-shirt.
Okay. That you can wear out.
Which is all anyone needs to trip on power that they don't actually have, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of those t-shirts, Tommy, will be worn? Tucked into jeans, with braided belts.
All of them.
To let punks know that I am qualified to deal with your malarkey.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not qualified to deal.
Try Tactical me. Malarkey.
Try me.
Malarkey bus.
I've been to Citizens Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a massive douche if you display the certificate you got at the Citizens Police Academy?
Yes, you are. Because it's just you just went to a seminar, man. You just sat down and listened to somebody talk, which is great, but...
He's got, well, no, you would have 12 hours of seminar.
I got 12 hours of seminar. Yeah. Freeze.
Well, how long could the police academy be anyway, right? More than 12 hours? That's just a waste of time. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I only watched the first two movies.
Phone number is 226,000. Let's talk to Petey's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, gang?
Good, brother.
So in 99, my wife and I lived in the city and we did Pack. It was a class. With police and citizens together against crime.
Sure, yeah.
And they taught you all sorts of pinch moves, and they taught you. And I got to shoot a gun, and, they give you all sorts of training, and you get a certificate.
And you and shot a gun.
Well, okay, hold on. Pack-Tack, now I'm familiar with Pack-Tack, Pete, and Pack-Tack is...
Those are the people that walk around town with the vest on to kind of help people out.
Patrol, yes. Yeah. I mean, Pete, from the description that we're getting in this sheriff's deputy thing... Pack-Tack is completely different because you actually got training with Pack-Tack.
And you were on the streets. This one, you only get a t-shirt.
It's not worth it.
Wait,
I'm not doing it for just a lousy t-shirt.
Hold on, Pete.
I want a Dayglo vest.
Pete, what did you expect? What did you think they were going to give you or teach you when you went to Pack-Tack?
Oh, I mean, the guy put me in a pinch hold on my thumb and I went right to the ground. There's all sorts of stuff they can train you, but you're not going to use it in real life.
Okay. But see, that's my fear here, Petey, is that guys, men,
we'll
and women...
will try to use it.
Exactly.
Life.
And they'll use it in places that are not even close to
appropriate. They're going to overplay their hands.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Don't take the law into your own hands.
Good message,
Well, thank you
Pete.
For your service.
thank you very much. Yeah. Adios.
See you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Mm. Okay, so you get the free t-shirt.
Yeah.
You get the certificate. You are now a certified, you're not, deputy citizen that took a 12-hour class. Where is it okay to wear that t-shirt?
Oh, everywhere. Oh. First of all, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of t-shirt season. Because
right.
If this was like, let's say you took it in March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that thing is all set up for
every
Labor Day.
Every festival, every outdoor event, every concert, you're wearing that t-shirt.
Okay, no, so both of those answers, all of those answers are wrong. The only appropriate place to wear your citizen's deputy t-shirt is doing lawn work. That is the only appropriate place.
Oh, the appropriate, yes, but that's the only one place you won't wear it.
Okay.
You want to smudge it up.
No, if you wear that t-shirt.
That thing is going to be cleanly pressed and put into a drawer.
If you wear that t-shirt off of your own property, you are a massive douche because you're only wearing it to impress people and intimidate them in some way.
First of all.
They want you to ask about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to, the first time you put it on is when you change your profile picture on all your social media.
True.
You stand in there with it with two thumbs up.
It's the same thing as those guys who will buy police hats that aren't police officers.
That was everybody after 9/11.
Okay.
Everybody after 9/11 had those hats.
But, like, who are you impressing? Like, because, yes, you can make the argument I'm supporting the police, but we all know you want
people to assume.
Yeah, think that you are or were at one point a police officer, and that's just sad.
Yeah, because you're going to have, like, when they say, oh, were you a police officer? And you say, no.
Well, I had a buddy's cousin who I knew, I got the hat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also assuming, aside from the t-shirt, you're going to frame that certificate and put it up somewhere in your house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, take that thing, you're getting it framed and put it up.
Well, what are you framing? It's going to be a piece of paper, man. It's
that's what every certificate is.
No, there are
and you put 12 hours of service in for this.
So with this Seneca County Deputy Citizens course, again, they don't train you to do anything. Mm. It's just how the Sheriff's Department operates and their interaction they have with the community. There's another thing you have the option for if you complete the class.
What is that?
A police ride-along.
Oh, yeah. That's part of this training.
Yes, if you would like. So they'll give you the t-shirt. They'll give you the certificate.
Yeah.
And the option for a police ride-along if you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
those poor actual police officers.
So let's talk about that. The police ride along is a complicated idea.
Yeah.
Because again, on one hand, transparency within the community is a good idea, right? You're going to get to see what these folks are doing on a nightly basis.
Right.
But on the other hand, you're putting regular ass people in the front of a police car while police officers go out and do their jobs.
Yeah. Yep.
At minimum, that's a little distracting. But
seems
God,
like a liability. Yeah.
God forbid, yeah. Kimmy, in the rare occurrence that something very dangerous happened, what do you do with the person in the car?
I guess you just sit there.
Well,
with the windows up.
Well, okay, well, there are some like bullets.
Yeah.
Windows don't stop bullets, right?
Yeah. I did it twice when I was arrested. I mean, it was. I think mine was pretty authentic, like how it really works when you get a ride along.
Okay.
Like, they don't really talk to you too much.
Sincere question.
What?
Like, let's say there is a massive emergency and somebody's doing a ride-along.
Yeah.
Does that person on the ride-along get put in harm's way? Because the car would be put in harm's way. You're going to take care of something.
Right.
Does the officer in the car not get to go to that situation? Because
but
they
how
have,
do you do it if he's right there?
Well, yeah. But I mean, maybe you send other officers and the guy who has Earl on the front seat just has to stay behind?
Because your old man must have done this, right?
I don't ever recall my dad telling me about ride-alongs.
Oh.
I don't know.
I would assume, like, you got to go.
Well, do you drop the person off, like, on the side of the road?
Thanks.
Well, I mean,
no, I want to stay with the guy.
Well, no, you don't. You think you do until you get there.
Well, he's got the gun.
Okay, yeah.
Does he leave me the shotgun that he always have in the back seat?
No.
With the pump action, I'll just stick it out the window.
No.
Hey, I got you covered there, officer.
No. No.
All right.
And what happens if, let's say you make an arrest while somebody's on a police ride-along. Mm. The ride-along member would be in the car with the person accused of a crime, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What if you know that person?
Oh.
Like, let's say it's a DWI arrest, and someone you know ends up in the back seat. That seems problematic for several different reasons.
But those odds would be pretty low. Like, the person they arrest, you know?
The small-town city that we live in. I mean, you're right. The odds are small. They're not impossible. Right. Especially if you're doing a ride-along in a town that you live in.
What if the guy's violent?
You're in the car.
He slips out of the cuffs.
Oh, for bro, there's a cage between the front and the back seat of the car.
Oh. All right. He's that skinny.
Making noises. All right. Do you wear your Citizens Academy t-shirt while on the ride along?
Oh, yeah.
You want to look official.
No, sure. I want to show support.
No, but being in the car is showing support.
Like, yeah, but I want him to know for sure.
Know that you're supporting? Well, I don't like this, but I'm here for the ride-along anyway. Do not support butt riding along. Thank you very much. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Eric. Eric writes us, there's nothing wrong with people learning how to be police officers without becoming actual police officers. You guys can make fun if you want to, but an informed community is a safer community. Again, you're not learning how to be a police officer. Yeah. What are you guys not getting?
And you can't get involved.
No, don't get involved.
But you're going to feel like now I can get involved.
Exactly. So they've done this before, and we haven't heard any stories out of Seneca County of guys like jumping in that were.
Do they do this around the country, or is it just this is something unique to them?
Sure, that they have other programs similar to this.
I feel like we've seen stories of Monroe County for this too, but yeah. I'm not totally sure. And yeah, I mean, if they do it there, they probably do it everywhere.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing: if you want to be a police officer, go become a police officer.
But you're old.
Okay.
I can't become a police officer.
No, you could go be one of them like auxiliary deputy traffic guards.
You got that?
Yeah.
Do I get a gun?
No.
Baton?
No.
Taser?
No.
Maybe you get a hat.
Ooh, a hat.
No, you get to wear a uniform.
Yeah.
And a hat.
No, I don't know if you get a hat.
Do I get to boss people around?
You could
traffic
try.
Traffic officer.
You could try.
Traffic officer.
There was this guy that used to work out in Gates, man, when my dad was working there.
Yeah.
He was the guy you are describing. And he would, like, do traffic out in front of, like, town events.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Kind of went to his head.
But everybody laughed at him. And they didn't have to do what he said. Like, what are you going to do? Arrest me? You don't even have handcuffs. You just wear it a uniform that I could have got at Party City, man. Like, this is so embarrassing. Why are you doing this?
There are guys that love that stuff.
No, but, like, we just have to illustrate.
Just a little bit of power.
Oh,
or perceived power goes straight to the head.
Yeah.
It's very important that everybody listening illustrates to these people that aren't actually police officers how embarrassing it is when you pretend you are. Because you're not. So stop.
But that's everybody that's going to go to this thing.
I know. And if you know, have a friend that's doing this, let them know before they go. Hey, good for you for learning about how this works. You're not a police officer. And if you pretend you are, you're a sad person.
Yeah, but that guy around the holidays is going to tell you about his adventures in the sheriff's department.
Cut him off and tell him how sad he is for the sake of humanity.